You say we raised the big, what, corner?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a big quantity or a big, amount
or
we
had
a good crop.
You say we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
What different kinds of soil do they have around here?
Fertile and, well, I don't know really, because I have never been one to do any planting. I love plants. I mean, I like them, and I like flowers, but I don't take the time to be, you know, to be planting them and taking care of them. And what I like most are dogs. At the present time, I have four Chihuahua dogs at home. And I just love little dogs. I don't care much for the big ones or cats or anything else like that, but especially Chihuahua dogs, I love them.
You see a lot of Chihuahuas in Mexico?
Yes, that's where they come from, yes. And there are several sizes. About 5 or 6 years ago, I don't remember exactly, I bought one for my daughter. I have a daughter who lives in Dallas. And she has a little girl who suffers asthma. And the doctor recommended for her to get her a Chihuahua dog because they claim that something in its hair or something in its body that they expel is good for asthma. So I bought her one, and that little thing was already about 6 months old, and she was just a tiny little ball. She never grew much, but she was stolen from her.
Do the Chihuahua dogs, are they good for asthma?
Well, that's what they claim. That's what the doctor, I had heard about it before, and that doctor told my daughter to try and get a Chihuahua dog for the dog to be as close to the little girl as possible. Because
they sleep in the bed?
They're clean. Mm-hmm. They're very clean dogs.
Yeah, I heard something about that one time. I don't know that, I heard people say that works, but I never met anyone who had tried it.
Yes, and I have a long coat Chihuahua.
Oh, really?
And I have two smooth Chihuahuas. No, one smooth. Well, the other one's smooth also, but she's a tailless. She's so cute because her legs are so long. You know, they're just too long for her body.
She's tailless?
Tailless, Yes, she was born with just a little stub of a tail.
I've never seen that.
You haven't?
I saw one long-haired one once. I was so surprised.
And then I have one that's half Pekingese and half Chihuahua.
She's long-haired.
Yeah, well, she has quite a bit of long hair, yes. But the long coat Chihuahua has his hair longer than this Pekingese.
Where did you get the dogs?
Well, the long-haired one was given to me by one of my relatives who is now in Germany. She used to live in San Antonio, and she had the both male and female, and when she had puppies, why, she gave me one of them, and it's real cute, real pretty. And then the other smooth one, it was given to my